Triple M NRL for Harvey Norman. Brands, innovation and solutions for all your appliance needs.
What about this? This is maybe something even bigger for you too, MG. What about the reports in the Sydney Morning Herald that throughout the day yesterday that Wayne Bennett was talking to Lachlan Murdoch about his 7-point plan to fix the Broncos? And what sort of deal can Wayne have to go back to the Broncos, take over and make them a superpower again? Surely those sort of conversations...
Happening yesterday.
Yes, surely those sort of conversations could have been, you know what, Lachlan, thank you for the interest, but I'll talk to you Monday. No, that wasn't a day for that yesterday.
Oh, it depends when he wrote. Like it says, Roy Masters writes, Wayne Bennett phoned Lachlan Murdoch on Sunday. Could have done it at 9 o'clock in the morning. Does that matter? Like, is that going to make a difference to the way they play?
Well, I won't take anything away from, you know, you can't take anything away. But Wayne Bennett has been absolute pillar of strength for Alex McKinnon. Been unbelievable. There's no coach who cares for his
big
players
time
anymore. Look, I'll be honest. I reckon when Wayne wakes up this morning and reads the Sydney Morning Herald, the back page, I think he'll probably be horrified. You know, like, I don't think it's representative in the way the players played yesterday. At the end of the day, Wayne, his quote was, "We reigned on our own parade yesterday." He had no explanations for what happened yesterday and why they didn't, you know, come up to what people's expectations. But I think when he sees that, he'll go, "Oh, jeez," you know. It's, as I said, it was a perfect day until the football started, and we were at the game. We beat the traffic. We got there. We were at the start. We stayed till a fair ways after half time until it got to about, I think it was 16-0. And I said to the boys, I said, I think I've seen enough today. And we left, and we weren't alone. There was a fair few Novocastrians leaving the stadium.
Just a quick one on the future of the Knights, Matty. Last Thursday on the Grill Team, you broke the news that another billionaire is looking to buy them after the Nathan Tinkler debacle, I suppose you could call it. A billionaire named Marwan Kukash, a pretty colourful guy. He's a Palestinian living in the UK. The rumour was he wanted to buy the Knights. He was on the show earlier, and here's what he said.
Doctor, last Thursday I was given information that you were keen to take over an Australian rugby league side, an NRL side. Can we confirm now that that side is the Newcastle Knights?
Yes, you can confirm that, Matty. And although it's still a very early stage, but the club that I'm very interested in taking over is Newcastle Knights.
There we go. He's worth $3 billion, and the job the good doctor has now is convincing the people in Newcastle and the NRL is a risk worth taking because it's held once bitten, twice shy.
22-8 now, the Triple M Grill Team.